B-Pod Studios.
Kyle Van Noy with us now. Hi, Kyle.
What's going on? It's the KVN show back at it again.
It's
baby.
Good.
Let's get it.
Hey, do you remember in Rocky when Mickey was training Rocky and he made him chase the chickens out in the side yard? Is that kind of like what they're going to do with you guys this week at practice, where you got to chase this guy, chase that guy? Yeah, you know, all your responsibilities. How do you get ready for all their speed?
Well, why can't we say they got to chase us?
I like that. See? That's right.
Well,
yeah,
why,
but Rocky, didn't, wait, Rocky well, didn't say that to Mick.
But you play defense.
Yeah.
You're sort of chasing them.
Well, what if they throw the pick?
Maybe
like,
what,
I don't
what
pick
if,
them
we're,
off.
What if we're their aggressors and they got to switch what they're doing because of what we're doing?
Like that. Blitz. Right. You're going to blitz a lot this week. That's good. More cover zero.
Wait, who knows? We never know. First, I want to start this show off with, you know, Mr. Scott Zolak with his little tweet at Max Kellerman.
You like that, didn't you? God,
yeah,
never, he can't throw it in the windows. Can't throw it in the windows. Did he come after me?
No. He didn't. I'm just saying you went after him. I like it.
Good.
I respect that. I just wanted to commend you for that.
Thank you.
So there's an awareness of what Max Kellerman's been saying then in the
beating
Patriots locker
room. That it hasn't worked.
Well, maybe since everybody says we need to stick to football, he needs to stick to his boxing, whatever he does. You know what I mean? His commentating. So,
yeah. Well, he's hit the cliff.
It is what it is. Yep. So we just we enjoy being the underdog. I mean, we hear people, guys are old, the linebackers are slow, you know. But at the end of the day, we believe the guys in our room that we have, we just want to play as one unit, offense, defense, and special teams. We know what we're capable of, and we just want to play as a team.
So do you guys suck?
You did your homework, huh? honestly, you know, that's just the joke, just because we've been hearing it all year that, you know, hashtag we suck. So it's kind of just fun, just playing around with people because we know what we're capable of, and we just want to play. And like guys have been saying all week in the media, you know, give us a ball, give us some lines, some field goal posts, and let's play.
Well, if you need any more of that, Vegas thinks you have the worst chance to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Vegas thinks you're going to lose this weekend.
ESPN, that's a fourth.
Yeah, the picks are going against you this week, for real. For real this time.
Okay.
I know Brady said last week, everybody thinks we suck. Well, now, if he thought everyone thought the Patriots sucked last week, wait till this week. Everybody really thinks the Patriots suck.
Yeah, well, you know, I like that. I like when people tell us we can't do anything or win anything. We just keep proving people wrong, and you know, we're excited for this challenge. It's hard to go into Arrowhead Stadium and come out with a W, but you know, we're gonna do our very best, and I'm excited for this challenge. I'm excited to play Patrick Mahomes again. I'm excited to play under the lights with all the pressure. I'm excited to play with the guys again, another week to play with the group of men we got. You know, we have a good group of men here, and keep counting us out.
Does that really make a difference? Like, I know coaches love to push those buttons and show you guys maybe some things that people are saying about you on the outside. Like, I would think just from the outside looking in, like, you maybe shouldn't have to get motivated to play in the AFC title game, but I know coaches constantly push those buttons. Does it work?
I mean, at the end of the day, like you just said, you don't need motivation to play in the AFC Championship. We know how big of a blessing it is to get here, but we earn the right to get here. And I think that's what people forget. We battled our asses off all year to get to this point. So what better way to just go and grab what's ours?
Do you have any concerns about playing on grass? And what's the difference when you're playing on grass versus playing at home on turf?
I don't think there's any thing in that nature. At the end of the day, it's football. You know, line it up and let's go. You know,
you guys practice on grass like all week.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, we do. So we're not really worried about the weather, the conditions of the field. We're just ready to play ball. We're hungry.
How many times have you played in Arrowhead, Kyle?
Me personally,
yeah.
This will be my first one, and I'm excited.
Nice.
It's a different animal, man.
Yeah.
What are they saying? What are they telling you about it?
I feel like it's playing. I'm just going to take it as playing anywhere else. Obviously, it's for a championship, but my mentality is to prepare for everything and anything, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, don't be the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Jerry Jones says they lost because they didn't have the right type of shoes.
Yeah, bring the right type of shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yeah. They couldn't get their foot in.
Let me not touch that one.
Have they done anything? Have the coaches done anything different with you guys to prepare you for the speed of Kansas City? I remember a few years ago when Mike Wallace was on the Steelers, they actually lined him up they lined the scout team receivers up 2 yards off sides to sort of simulate how quickly they get on top of you. Have they done anything have the coach done anything like that, or have you seen anything like that, them do things like that in the past to get you guys ready for that sort of thing?
Yeah, they put Tom Brady at receiver and let him fly down the sideline for the ball. I mean, I'm messing. Really, I think we have guys that can. I think we have guys that can do a good job of them, and they'll be. It'll take all 11 of us as a defense, and it's going to be good. I'm excited to play this game. I don't think we need to, really do much. I think we're confident with the guys with what we got.
All right, Kyle Van Noy, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, fellas. Y'all have a good rest of the day.
I'll see you out there, Kyle. Thanks, bud.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.